This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
This is Sanawani reading Tomorrow is a Place. Vermaya. We meet at a coffee shop. So much time has passed, and who is time? Who is waiting by the window sill? We make plans to go to a museum, but we go to a bookshop instead. We're leaning in, learning how to talk to each other again. I say I'm obsessed with my grief, and she says I'm always in mourning. She laughs, and it's an extension of her body. She laughs, and it moves the whole room. I say my home is an extension of my body, and she says most days are better with a long walk. The world moves without us, so we tend to a garden, a graveyard, a pot on the windowsill. Death is a comfort because it says transform, but don't hurry. There is a tenderness to growing older, and we are listening for it. Steadier ways to move through the world, and we are learning them. A way to touch your own body, a touch that says dig deeper. There in the ground, there is our memory. I am near enough my roots. Time is my friend. Tomorrow is a place we are together. About this poem. This poem was written after a reunion with an old friend. Maya and I connected again after 5 years. We talked about so much. Cooking big slow dinners, graveyard gardening, the death card in tarot. On my way home, I wondered what it would mean if Maya was time. If time was with us that day, wandering the rainy city, or drinking a coffee 2 tables over. If time was smiling, marveling with us at how we'd grown.